Researchers say different water allocation methods across rivers in the Murray-Darling Basin is harming the health of the system. The team from the University of New South Wales found stark differences in the water allocation management of the Gwydir and Macquarie rivers, even though both are governed by the same New South Wales department. They say the current method of allocation for the Macquarie River is unsustainable in the face of climate change. The Wire's Zoe Rudge spoke to the director of the Centre for Ecosystem Science, Professor Richard Kingsford from the University of New South Wales, about the study.
Just to set the scene for our listeners, would you mind just quickly going over what the Murray-Darling Basin is and its importance to agriculture and...
So the Murray-Darling Basin is about a sixth of the continent, and it's our most important agricultural area, both in terms of dryland agriculture and also irrigation industries like cotton and rice and grapes and almonds and a whole range of other crops. It's also got some amazing areas of cultural importance and very important river systems that supply some of Australia's most important wetland sites for water birds and fish and a range of other plants and animals that really depend on the river flows that come down when it rains in the Great Dividing Range.
So recently you, among others, published an investigation into the water management of the basin, and you refer to a credit and debit model of water allocation. Would you mind just explaining that a bit further?
What's really important in river systems is that when we build dams up in the catchments, those dams catch water that's stored, and then that water is let out later, primarily in the Murray-Darling Basin for irrigation. And what happens with that water is it's allocated to people who have licenses. And we were drawing attention to the fact that two river systems in New South Wales, one of the states of the Murray-Darling Basin, under the same legislation and the same agency, use different management rules to manage the Gwydir River system and the Macquarie system. And this was actually going to have a significant effect on downstream communities and the environment, particularly during dry times. So with the debit model, which was running in the Gwydir, when it rains, that water flows into the dam and is stored there. And the water agency gives out that water when it's got it in the dam. So it's aware that it's got, if you like, enough money in this way, water to give out. Now that contrasts the Macquarie, and in the Macquarie, they run what we called a credit model. In other words, it didn't wait until they had enough water in the dam. They essentially decided based on how much rainfall has happened in previous years, how much water they were likely to get into the dam, and gave it away before they got the water. And this is potentially a real problem with climate change and new dry periods, because you can be giving away water that you don't have. And that means that you put a strain on the river system and the river communities, because they're expecting water and it's not there. And we've seen in the Macquarie River in particular that they had to turn the river off and not allow any flows down to the environments at the bottom end. And we saw towns like Dubbo and other towns running out of water, when if perhaps they ran a debit model there, they would have more water available for supplying these systems.
Yeah, so would you say that the debit model is the best one, or do you think there's another model that we haven't yet really implemented that would be even better?
Look, I think there's a range of different models, and in between the credit and the debit, there are different variations. I think we're still not really very good at identifying what the sustainability of the rivers is and how much water they need. And we're still seeing a lot of degradation in rivers in the Murray-Darling, and we're still seeing some of the rules have loopholes which allow water to go out when, you know, it should be there for the environment in things like floodplain harvesting. And there have been a couple of cases where people have stolen water out of river systems in the Murray-Darling. So there's a range of major issues in terms of the way we're managing those rivers and how we're trying to reach sustainability for supplying irrigated agriculture, but also for the communities downstream that depend on that water, like Aboriginal communities and also other rural communities, as well as the environments that are, that, you know, just can't do without that water.